no matter where you are. If you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1 with me, David Shombe. We are always very happy to be with you, particularly at this point in time. And it is a very beautiful, cold evening. And yeah, I think it's the right time to say thank you to Dwight and Hermut with their home run program. And now is the time we discuss about business. We discuss about economics. We discuss about policy issues. We discuss about matters of bread and butter issue. And yeah, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, for those of you who are coming at this program for the first time, Business and Economics Segment, it's a platform where we discuss everything related to bread and butter issues. It's a platform where we analyze policies, domestic and international policies. It's also a platform where we encourage debates on various topics, current affairs, and also it's a platform where we try to instill various thinkings about how we can address issues. And like we are always saying, whatever we discuss about, whatever we bring about, we are always trying to make sure that how can we positively contribute to the development and advancement of our country, and how can we move Namibia to the stage where Namibia is not only given, but a contributing country to global agenda. And Namibia where people are not only relying on food parcels, or they are not only relying on government, but self-sustaining citizens with only the government providing crucial or providing a conducive environment for people to thrive. And we are motivated by the fact that there is something need to be done. There's something need to be done because it cannot be correct. It cannot be correct. And we are continue to say this. It cannot be correct where Namibia is continue to be among the highest economically unequal country. It can't be only good for, having records, highest records only for news which are not good. It cannot be correct being highest rate of unemployment in SADC region. And it's also not right to be the country with highest or with expensive price of electricity, even though we produce one of the most valuable minerals in the world, uranium. We are at number 3. And it cannot be correct where we are still grey-listed in terms of our financial sector, where we face high risk of cyber, crime, and having a lot of educated educators with the statistics going to around 15,000 without employment, then we believe that something needs to be done. Discussions need to be held about. That's why we bring about this conversation of Business and Economic Segment, to say whatever we discuss about, we always make sure that it must has value. It must contribute to national developmental agenda. And like we are always doing, after every conversation we bring about, we always make sure that we open the line so that you can engage us in the studio. We open the line so that you can call us. You can air your view. You can bring your direct constructive criticism, bring about those views. You can be somebody that we need. You can be somebody with a better, smart way on how to do things. So it's always very imperative to make sure that whatever we discuss about, you can communicate, you can educate. And yeah, so before we go to the conversation for today, it's always very important to make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia in all our social media platform. You follow us on Facebook, you follow us on X, that is former Twitter, you follow us on Instagram, you follow us on LinkedIn, like our page and share our page, so that those who listen to us or those who follow you can also be our followers, can also listen to us. They can be up to date with economic issues, They can be up to date with current issues, and they can be good citizens who make decisions based on current data, current statistics, and with rich content of economic intelligence. So, on top of that, we have an e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper, the e-paper which is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. There are a lot of beautiful articles, a lot of economic news out there. Then it's always very imperative to make sure that you get access to the Villager newspaper, you get access to our e-paper. Then you will be able to be a good citizen who is up to date, a good citizen who understands how data are working, and a good citizen who can make futuristic, positive, strategic, and informed economic decisions, economic choices that can prevent you from making wrong economic choices that you can regret about. So, interestingly, we also have an app that is Eagle FM app. You can go to Play Store, then you download an app. When you download an app, that Eagle FM app, you will be able to listen to the ongoing programs. And also on top of that, it could be you find yourself in a situation where you find yourself in a situation where a certain program you're supposed to listen to, you were busy, you were driving, you were tired, you were literally tired, or you had something of equal importance that you were doing. What you will do, you can only look at our podcast, look at the name, look at the date, then you can make sure that, you listen to that program. Make sure that you listen to that program, then you'll be up to date. Then you get informed. So on top of our Eagle FM app that you can download, we also have Imba app. Imba app is a smart way of using a soft Ehangano book. That is a hymn book that we use normally when you go to church, when you attend the weddings, when you attend birthdays. Some of you attend baby showers. I'm not sure about baby shower if you guys use hymn book, but when you find yourself in a situation where you have to use a hymn book, you have to use a hymn book to sing, and it's not there, it could be old, you forgot it, you gave it to somebody, what you can do, just download Imba app. When you download Imba app, you'll be able to make sure that you have access to that soft copy of a hymn book. Even a pastor, you know, the world is moving very fast to the world of digitalization, and you don't need to keep yourself too busy looking for a hard copy that you can also access in a soft copy form. Or you gave your hymn book to somebody, or it is old, or you're in a situation where you cannot access it. Just through downloading it from Play Store, you can use it. And what's so interesting about Imba app is that it's not only in Oshiwambo, it's also in Afrikaans. You can also find Omaimburiro in Oshierero, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So that is an Imba app, and it's a very beautiful app that you can use, and you will be a very good citizen who is moving toward or moving together with digitalization. So we are going to a commercial break, then from there we are going straight to the conversation for today. It's always very important to make sure that you stay tuned and contribute your contribution later. So let's go to a commercial break, let's pay the bills, then we can come to you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Mwere kisema app atolo kasi nchavu kamso. Zakale, riferire. Mise kunani, zencha. kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera za livuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikutwe kulibusie mba santo ye nguyetuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopa ya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilini, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyari nzira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasfera sesfa ep ya imba kize tatama Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Simani Kakarunga, Africans, Nizengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina si eke zwefa mkoloko walifera za imba fa 081-2358-063 kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Either a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, welcome back to business and economic segment. Welcome back to lecture hall one. And the conversation for today is going to be around the concept of artificial intelligence, concept of robotics, the context of high level of machine learning, and also what is the contribution of this high level of techs to Namibia economic development. And it's a topic that we really cannot ignore. It's a topic that we really cannot ignore because in the world of digitalization, the world is moving very fast. The world is moving toward, robotics, where robots are doing the work, where robots can do the work of 20,000 people. The world is moving toward smart ways of doing things. However, through these smart ways of doing things, there are also those who become casualties of transformation. There are also those who become casualties of transformation. And it has brought a lot of questions. It has brought a lot of questions to people. It has brought a lot of questions to people. How long is this transformation going to be? How long is this, artificial intelligence is going to be? And what is very interesting is that today there was a public discussion. It was a quite very interesting public discussion about human rights through digitalization. And there were a lot of powerful comments, powerful conversations brought by different experts. And one of the things that I need to mention is that apart from lawyers and also tech expert who spoke, there is one interesting a conversation brought about by Namibia Busman, that is Advocate Diakua, and he was giving his contribution to artificial intelligence. Then one of the things that he made is that how can artificial intelligence being used in terms of land reform, in terms of resettlement? How can we trace those? Do we have information of those who are resettled? Do we have information of those who still need to be resettled? How can we use artificial intelligence and governance? It was actually a very interesting conversation, and a lot of people, I remember Media Busman also spoke about the dangers and opportunities of artificial intelligence, spoke about what policymakers need to do. However, I'm not really the expert in this area, but I took a very critical interest because I'm also one of those who have fear of change. But through lives, you have to understand that change is inevitable, and it's up to you how you position yourself. It's also up to you to make sure that you take time and understand things. And in today's conversation, we were supposed to be joined by Andreas Ronald, who will join us later. However, I'm also in a conversation with award-winning, tech expert, it's a young man. And that is Dongras Mahanganyika. When he was a student at the University of Namibia, he won Award of Southern Africa in terms of, artificial intelligence. And I'm going to engage him based on the challenges and opportunities of artificial intelligence in economic development and how we can use AI to advance ourselves and how can we mitigate those challenges. Because if something cannot be changed, how can we use it to our advantage or how can we cope? Because there are only two things, we either, adapt or perish. But the experts are going to, or those who have researched more in the field, are going to engage us on that area. And just in a very short period of time, after a very short commercial break, then we'll be in the conversation with Dongras Mahanganyika, who can engage us in this context.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at economic development. We are looking at issues which are affecting bread and butter issue. And today we are going to talk about artificial intelligence. We are going to talk about AI. And there has been a lot of views, particularly in the public platform, regarding the development of artificial intelligence, and also a contradiction between those who are making laws and also those who are also at the edge of receiving laws about protection from AI, the usage of AI. And we are trying to unpack this. Today, we are going to look at challenges and opportunities of artificial intelligence in economic development of the country. What is in the public out there is that, the Minister of Health had an idea of AI-equipped ambulances. And the question that we are asking ourselves, are there more opportunities to integrate, this AI? Or what are some of these things? So for us to unpack this, particularly in the tech world, we got into the conversation with Dongras Mahanganyika, who's in the tech world, and he's one of the award-winning, I don't want to say technician, but award-winning expert in terms of computer science, in terms of software engineering, and all those things. But today, we are just going to unpack on the area of, tech industry. And yeah, Dongras, good evening and welcome to Business and Economic Segment. How are you doing?
I'm fine, David. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Let us look at artificial intelligence. And there are various, areas within artificial intelligence. People have been talking, people criticize, some people praised it. As somebody from the tech industry, how do you view artificial intelligence and its development in Namibia?
I view AI as a very important transformative tool. Its development is reshaping industries, like you mentioned, with how the Minister of Health wants to integrate AI with ambulances. It can not only be integrated in healthcare, but in many other sectors. For example, agriculture. There is something that is currently being developed, is used to detect diseases within animals.
Okay.
So the different diseases that might be difficult to find within the with the human eye. Mm-hmm. And AI can be used to fight those diseases, not just in people, but also in animals. So the applications of AI are very broad.
Okay.
But with that, there comes a responsibility to regulate the use of AI,
yeah,
make sure that it's ethically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking at artificial intelligence, what are some of the major tools that you can recommend and that you can say this one are usable, this one can help us to develop our country, or this one can help me in business for me to move forward very fast and in a very smart way?
Could you repeat the question?
Yeah, what are some of the AI tools or maybe or machines that you think are useful in business, in academia, and that can make life easier, apart from what you have mentioned on detecting diseases?
Okay, so one of the tools we can make use of is, of course, the first one is ChatGPT. That one can really help with education.
Yeah.
One of the ways that I use this application is to learn new skills. So if I am trying to learn something new, it could take time, possibly looking for different resources across the internet.
Yeah.
ChatGPT can help you find the specific resources that you need.
Mm-hmm.
To understand a specific topic.
Okay.
Another tool that we can make use of, forgot the name of the tool, but it's by Google. It helps people to identify scam callers.
Oh.
So, yeah, you have received, we have received news of people that have been scammed, people pretending to be from banks and everything. Well, basically, AI has been trained to find patterns that scammers use,
mm-hmm,
when they are calling people. These patterns could be the location of the number, what type of number they're using, the cadence or the way that they talk on the call, and the AI is able to detect whether this thing is a real legitimate person or not. So it can be used to protect us from scammers.
Uh-huh. Now, let us look at, is it a threat or is it an opportunity? Is AI a threat or is it an opportunity? Because you have mentioned about detecting scammers. Can the scammers not use it the other way around to take advantage of the situation also?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, there could be even situations where people could develop AI that can bypass other AI. So I'll just give an example of school. So what students currently do is write essays using AI. Then teachers would be able to use other AI to detect whether these essays are AI.
Mm-hmm.
Then in turn, the students will now look for other AIs to bypass that. So with any AI, there's always something that could bypass it. So there's the threat to AI. Over-reliance on it could make us a slave to it,
mm-hmm,
basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it could be an opportunity as well as a threat.
Mm-hmm.
Another way it could be a threat is in terms of employment.
Yeah.
A lot of people that do white-collar jobs,
yeah,
jobs that require a lot of analytical thinking,
yeah,
a lot of writing, etc., these are things that AI can really do well, and there will come a point where AI could do it better than people.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make sure that our people that are in charge make,
yeah,
sure that businesses don't abuse AI and use it in place of people, because,
mm-hmm,
this could be an issue in terms of employment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, while you are there, because just read an article from, international news that Mark Zuckerberg actually is trying to, or he assembled different experts just to come up with a machine that can surpass human intelligence due to this competition with, other tech companies. Maybe, what do you say about this? Because you are from that industry, I know you are an award-winning, tech person, you won an award in different areas, but Are we seeing AI bypassing human intelligence in the future?
Yes, yes, yes. I will unfortunately say that it will come eventually and it's closer than we think. And the best way to prepare for it is to take advantage of it. So if you're learning a new skill, make use of AI to upskill yourself. Don't be too reliant on it, but make use of it to make yourself better. Because if you learn on your own or the traditional methods, someone else will be using AI to get more skills than you in a shorter period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Are the things you need to make sure that you take advantage of AI before we reach the point that AI is more powerful than us.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is to also develop a creative skill. AI is good at analytical thinking, but still at creativity, it's not good. So if you want to make a mark or basically do something for yourself that AI cannot do, look into creative industries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, let us look at the difference between AI knowledge and human intelligence. Because I was at an event today talking about AI and democracy, and also talking about human rights, and there were arguments to say at some point, if AI is used very well, it can go one-on-one with the best lawyer in the world, or it can also be used to defeat those lawyers. Now, in the future, how can our kids understand that these are my skills, these are my knowledge, and these are the knowledge of the robot? How do we draw that line between the knowledge of an individual and also artificial intelligence?
The biggest differentiator between a human knowledge and artificial intelligence is emotions. So human intelligence is contextual, it's emotional, it depends, also is also influenced by a person's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
AI does not or has not experienced emotions.
Yeah.
So when you ask it something that has to have an emotional aspect of it, it will try to give you an unbiased opinion, whereas humans can give you a biased opinion, but sometimes it could be a good thing. So the way we can differentiate between the two, at least as of now, is that there is a human side of the knowledge that comes from people that cannot be replaced by AI yet.
Mm-hmm. Now, let us look at development. You know, it was indicated that, Namibia is one of the countries with highest youth unemployment in SADC. And also, it's also one of the countries with the highest or the second highest in any country in terms of the economy. Now, how can we use AI to develop our country? I know the health sector come up with a proposal on the table. What other areas to advance our development, especially looking at those one who are not able to afford machines, are not able to afford smartphones? How can we use this tool to our advantage to drive development?
Well, the first thing we can do is skills. The way that people learn skills currently is limited, of course, due to money.
Yeah.
In order to learn a skill, of course, there will be a certain point where you would have to pay someone to learn that skill. But with AI, if you do have access to the technology that has AI, you can learn skill quickly and increase your ability in order to get a job. That's one of the ways. Another way is to improve the productivity of people that are currently unemployed. So I'll just give you an example of someone. Let me say I am currently looking for a job, but I need to make money for myself.
Mm-hmm.
There are AI tools that can help me to provide services to people.
Okay.
There are right now, currently, there's one called Lovable. That's a website that you can use to create websites.
Okay.
And that's it that people could use. If they don't know how to create websites, they could use that to to create websites for other people, and in the process, learn how to create websites themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So all you need to do is just tell the website, please make a website for a tourism company, and it will create that for you from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, you'll be able to see how it was able to make the website, and you'll learn in the process. So that can help you provide services to other people. I just gave an example of a website, but there are other things that AI can do. It can create designs,
mm-hmm.
so maybe making posters, etc. for people, doing marketing. You can write different types of stories for people, etc. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe the last question. Let us look at children, and also the young people who are born. I don't want to say I'm a 2000 because somebody who's born in 2000 is an adult now. Let's look at those one who are maybe 15 years old. They are born in the world of high level of tech. And there are a lot of challenges also, a lot of scammers, and a lot of people also who have ill behaviors can also use AI, can use a high level of technology to get what they want that they did not work for. How can, as a parent, protect my children from high level of tech advanced, criminals? Do I need to coach them, or should I just give them a phone and leave?
No, you don't, you should not completely just leave them with the phone. I think the first point is to educate them on what AI is and on how to spot the difference between something that's real and something that's fake.
Mm-hmm.
If you were born this age, it would be difficult to tell whether something is real or not.
Mm.
There have been videos where an influencer would be selling something, but that video is fake. And someone who's young, they're gullible, they could easily believe something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you educate them to tell the difference, then they will be able to protect themselves. Taking a phone away from a child is not going to help. It will help to a certain extent, but there will come a point where their child will have their own phone and will need to know how to differentiate.
Mm-hmm.
Most or the biggest point. The best way to teach someone is to educate them about the difference between AI and something that's real.
Yes. Lastly, the fear of change. You are from the tech industry, and at one point you won an award. What award is that, before we go straight to the conversation?
It's the Southern African Mathematical Sciences Association.
Yeah.
It was a conference that was held last year at UNAM. It's a Southern African conference where people come together and give different presentations for their research they've done in the areas of mathematics and artificial intelligence.
Uh-huh.
So I got award for the best undergraduate presenter for that year.
Now, it's not easy to call you an expert. Now, there is always a fear of change. And I want your advice, especially to those who are scared of change, even myself included, because if I see something which is competing with me, and I also see a threat, but they are saying if you are not able to change it, you must join it, or you must understand it and live with it. Now, as somebody from tech industry, what is your advice to those of us who are, we are scared of change, we don't want to use certain tools, and we create an element of fear because development now is moving very fast, especially in the world of data and, intelligence?
Okay. My advice would be to embrace it, to embrace change, because there are always advantages to that change.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you see as a disadvantage could be an advantage to you. So in the way that you see that AI, for example, could replace you, you can make use of AI to make yourself better, to upskill yourself.
Okay, I must be part of the game.
Excuse me?
I must be part of the game.
Yeah, you should be part of it. So don't be afraid of using AI to do things better for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we'll reach a point where the only people that are valuable are the ones that have skills that AI doesn't have.
Uh-huh.
And the only way to get to that point right now is to make use of AI to get better. Whatever thing that you're doing right now, in your case, you're a radio presenter, you can make use of AI to find out different techniques on how to improve your speaking abilities, your different etc.
Mm-hmm.
That can take advantage of AI where it is now before it becomes too late.
Yes, Dongras Mahonga Nyeka, thank you very much for your time and thank you for your input. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, David.
Right, cool.
Yes, you heard it yourself. That was Dongras Mahonga Nyeka. It's in the tech industry, and he was speaking to us regarding artificial intelligence, regarding the danger and also opportunities of artificial intelligence. And one of the things that he has mentioned is that it's always very important to make sure that we are part of the change. And unlike, you know, us criticizing everything which is coming to us, because the technological world is not going anywhere. It's always advancing. And so some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, because if we are ignoring, because there is always fear of change. Change is always difficult, but it's necessary. And looking at history, when a radio was brought about, talk about when a radio was brought at the village, people were running away from that. When a TV was brought about, people were running away from it. But to find a way to say, these things are becoming a lot, and how can we find a way? How can we find a way on how to work and also make use of this situation? Because when you go to academia now, when you go to a legal fraternity, lawyers, instead of running away from AI, they are using AI to study cases and also to make their work easy. And the question is that when something has an advantage, we need to look on the other side. What is the disadvantage of this? Because AI, which is not different from when the world was industrialized, we know the history of industrialization, where introduction of engine, and when workforce was replaced by machines, and it's only those with advanced skills who survived. And one thing that you need to understand is also that when a tech person is telling you to say, although it's not completely that human beings are not going to be needed anymore, it's only those who have skills of tech, who have skills that are not used by AI, that can survive this transformation. Then the question that you need to ask yourself is that now, in a situation where we are now, we are trying to catch up with the world, but we did not yet catch up with ourselves. When our Minister of Health, Dr. Esperanza Ruvindao, is talking about artificial intelligence, AI in health sector, it's actually a very good thing. But the question that you're asking yourself is that, is this inclusive to everybody? Because in terms of tech infrastructure, we are not yet there. In terms of affordability of or the basic human needs, we are still struggling to get there. And the question that we're asking ourselves, which one are we taking? And how can we survive in this multi-polarized world with a lot of ideas, good and bad? And how can we find a way also to, you know, work with things that we cannot change? Work with things that we cannot change. Technology, you cannot change it unless you're advancing it. You know, Internet of Things, these are things that you cannot really change, but you can just advance them. You can embrace them. You either decide to join the moving train or you'll be left behind. How can parents find a way to instill good behavior to their children in the world of TikTok, in the world of WhatsApp, in the world of, in the world of ChatGPT? can use AI to parent, for parenting. But what is also very interesting, what was mentioned by a tech person, is that AI or robots do not have emotions. Emotions, the same as life. And that is the advantage that we have, because when you want something to be done using data without emotions, robotics can be the way. But the affection and love, human beings will still be on top of the machines, because at the end of the day, if you want to move forward in terms of being humanly, those are things that you cannot really change. Then the question that we're asking ourselves is that, yes, we have technology, but are we using technology the way we're supposed to use it? Because are we using technology to solve our problem? The minister proposed AI ambulances, AI equipped ambulances. And when you're analyzing that statement, you're able to realize to say, yes, it could be that this statement is made from a very good intention, because you want to use what we have now to our advantage, or to solve the current issue, the health crisis that we have in the country. Then the question is that, are we all in one boat? So, ladies and gentlemen, we have around 5 minutes. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Some things kind of have to be together, right? Imagine, pop, but no flakes. Never. Or a goal without a celebration. And friends, but no Tassenberg. Now that's just not right. Tassenberg, best together. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Either a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Muvere kusema app atolo kasi nchavu kamso. Zakale riferire. Nise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba rifera zarivuka kuya kwa rifasi la rifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app. Mwikute kulibusie mbasa antoye nguyetuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya rifera matasa app ilini. Kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasfera sesfa app ya imba kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome back to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at how we can use artificial intelligence to advance our economic development. How can we use artificial intelligence in business? How can we use artificial intelligence in academia? And we were in the conversation with Tongras Mahonganyika. And these are the current needed conversation that we need to have, all of us, because it's inevitable, it's undeniable, and You cannot avoid it. But you need to find a way how to live with it, because tech world is taking over the world. And we must be tech wise. We must be tech wise. And that is the only way that we are going to survive. And I think there is always this thing, when you look at the generation before you, they are always saying, you know, we are the last generation. We are the last generation who did A, B, C, and D. And the good world ended with us. But what I can tell you is that the world is not ending soon. What I can tell you is that the world is not ending soon. And what is going to happen is that it's transformation after transformation. And it's change within where you are finding yourself. It's change within where you are finding yourself. And it's up to us, our generation, to see how can we use this tech world to advance our lives. How can we align our parenting skills with this tech world? How can we, you know, because people are always complaining about parents not at home and all those things. Apparently, there's no more good advice to children, but it's change. It's change. We just need to find a way, because after this generation, there will be another generation, which will be followed by another generation. Human beings will still be there, but are we going to be overpowered by tech world? Or we are going to find a way how to work with it. So this is some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. These are some of the questions that we need. As a lecturer, you need to ask yourself this question. As a business person, how long are you going to survive? How are you integrating AI to your industry? As a parent and also as a kid, how are you going to use AI? And yeah, so with this way, thank you very much. And see you tomorrow, same time, same place. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly. And of course, so see you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.